Jillian had arrived with another box, this one filled with shoes, which she balanced on her hip so she could applaud as well.
"You see why I fell for him," she whispered to Kylie. "How many men can do that?"
When they leave in the morning, Jillian will wave until they turn the corner, and then, Kylie is sure, she'll drive over to Ben's. By then, they'll be headed for Massachusetts. They'll start to sing along with the radio, just as they always do. There's never any question about how they'll spend their summer vacation. So why is it that Kylie suddenly has the notion that they may not even carry their suitcases out to the car? Walking to the field with Gideon on this clear, hot day, Kylie tries to imagine leaving for the aunts, and she can't. Usually she can picture every part of vacation, from packing up to watching rainstorms from the safety of the aunt's porch. But today, when she tries to envision their week in Massachusetts, it all comes up blank. And then, when Kylie looks back at her house, she has the strangest feeling. The house seems lost to her in some way, as though she were looking at a memory, a place she used to live in and will never forget, but one she can't go back to, not anymore. Kylie stumbles over a crack in the sidewalk, and Gideon automatically reaches out in case she falls. "Are you okay?" he asks. Kylie thinks about her mother, cooking in the kitchen, her black hair tied back so that no one would ever guess how thick and beautiful it is. She thinks about the nights when she was feverish and her mother sat beside her in the dark with cool hands and cups of water. She thinks of those times when she locked herself in the bathroom because she was too tall and her mother calmly spoke to her from the other side of the door without once calling her foolish or silly or vain. Most of all, she remembers that day when Antonia was pushed down in the park, and the white swans, spooked by the commotion, spread their wings and flew right toward Kylie. She can remember the look on her mother's face as Sally ran across the grass, waving her arms and shouting so fiercely the swans didn't dare to come closer. Instead, they rose into the air, flying so low to the pond that their wings broke the water into ripples. And they never returned. Not ever. Not once.